Jimi Hendrix.
Cooking with the number one soul man, Jim Hendrix.
It will be another great adventure and hilarious night for the lifers and the first termers. And these episodes just go to show that to try to get first termers to re-enlist in the Air Force is truly
mission impossible. Be sure to watch tomorrow night for Pete. He's going to be on there doing his thing and ejaculating on 50,000 lifers. By the way, Pete,
what do you say about that?
Right on, brother.
Right on, Pete.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, Pete.
What do you say about that?
Right on, brother.
Right on, Pete.
Oh, wow. Okay, we got a little time
before this next one zips up to his high standard of living, if that's the correct word.
Step and look. Don't step on the grass now. Excuse me, I've got to light up. And the hits just keep on coming. Everybody now,
long ago forgotten what really nice girls look like.
For the new troupe in Vietnam, the charm of Oriental women always seems to provide the compelling need to sample the local merchandise. However, the first time that the new trooper ventures out into the streets of the local village, it's best to take along a buddy to advise you and assist in the selection of your first short time in country. As our story opens, we find our two heavy-chested GIs discussing the merchandise to be leased. The new troop seems to feel that the cost is just a bit high.
Well, it seems so. It'll be kind of expensive for us for that much weight.
The girl in question, however, assures the new trooper that in time she'll begin to look much better. The trooper, rather skeptical at this point, inquires how long.
Maybe 3 months and the trees come.
The new trooper, by now realizing that the pickings are poor everywhere, resigns himself to his fate and begins the tedious task of reaching a monetary agreement with his said partner-to-be. The sweet young thing advises him that the charges will be based on the size of his tool. And the trooper and his buddy set about computing the cost.
5 pounds, 3 ounces. So actually, it would be in the 6 pound category.
For 8 ounces,
1 pound on each extra pound,
6 pounds, 82.40.
After getting a look at the trooper's bulky penetrator, the girl with fear in her eyes comments,
"You get it."
To which the GI replies, "At this point, a thought suddenly occurs to the trooper as he asks,
so what form of money do we use? Do you have an account? Money order?"
And being conditioned to stateside living with its many taxes, he also inquires,
"Is there some sort of a surtax or not surtax? But, you know, I don't think we don't pay taxes over here." Good. Okay.
Shortly, however, our young trooper is happily rolling around in the sack. But before long, he encounters a problem as he climbs aboard the sweet young thing and prepares to penetrate.
Okay.
Hey, no show now. You show me where. Where? Now show me where. Ready? Look.
What? Yeah. Oh, you know the cat.
11.
Our story takes a strange twist at this point, as we find that the young prostitute enjoyed the trooper to such an extent that she insisted on paying him. But a true gentleman, however, our young GI handles the situation this way.
You gave me $10, and so now, after ordering all this,
you gave me 21 cents back.
Okay.
The young charming girl, however, feels that his generosity is not required and calmly replies,
"It's okay, I don't care, but I
don't understand." Impressed by her charming attitude, the satisfied the GI beyond all expectation already is planning another trip to town in an effort to secure this same girl in the future. And he inquires how he might be certain to get her the next film.
What's your number, 11485? Your box number, 11485.
Another happy customer leaves his heart behind as he waves goodbye to his newfound love. And cheerfully, she calls after him as he exits the door.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You've just heard just one more example of your Air Force in action.
And my drink to my underground personnel
to duty.
You have found certain keys to certain locks at the 7th Air Force Continuity and procured this item through Midnight Supply.
This is Radio First Sermon at 6 9 megacycles on your FM dial. of local news around the Republic of Vietnam.
Good evening. This is Air Force Sergeant Dave Rabbit.
And this is Newsom.
With tonight's news. In Washington today, President Nixon was officially charged in connection with the My Lai massacre. Although the president was nowhere near Vietnam at the time, higher-ranking officials are positive that there is some connection. What, however, they aren't sure of. No comments from the president was available. Nugent?
In Alabama, Governor George Wallace has announced as his running mate for the presidential election as H. Ralph Brown. Ralph was not available for comment, but his associates say it's the happiest day of his life. Dave?
A blissful event has occurred for Tiny Tim and his wife, 19-year-old Miss Vicky. They have announced the coming birth of their first child. When asked about the nervous tension and stress of having a first child, Tiny Tim stated that he's sure he'll have no problem giving birth the first time. He also stated that the baby will be breastfed. Miss Vicky also said that Tiny will have to have his chest shaved so the baby won't gag on the hairs. Nugent?
Finally in the news, Lyndon Johnson was arrested in his Texas home for indecent public exposure after he led a group of Vietnam protesters down Main Street. Johnson was also cited on 10 counts of public vulgarity and one count for shooting the finger at an Air Force officer. Preliminary hearing dates have not been set yet. Dave?
And that's the news. This is Air Force Sergeant Dave Rabbit.
And Newton.
Wishing you a very good evening.
The voice of news, information, and hard acid rock music. This is Radio First Turner at 69 megacycles on your FM dial.
Continuing on now. Mud Rock. Gotta find a way. What they're really trying to say is, I've gotta find a way to get out of fucking Vietnam.
Four-nothing novels and paperbacks are now available for checkout. Some of the books that are available are I Was a Teenage Nymphomaniac, My Patent Duke.
I Was an 89-Year-Old Virgin by Raquel Welch.
Baby Boys by Lyndon Johnson.
Do It Again by Robert Stevens.
Lick It Till It Drops by Betty Crocker.
And The Alley by Tiny Tim.
Black and White by RCA.
8 inches of Tea by Dr. Spock.
Remember, instead of wasting your time away, spend it with a relaxing book to keep your mind off of sex and how horny you really are.
Remember that. In other words, quit whacking off out there. Carlos Santana. Soul Sacrifice. Speaking of soul sacrifice, tonight at the cafeteria, the special is a seasoned what? The dark meat.
And above all, it has a rancid odor. The fire crew then asked, you're about to hear the actual sounds of your United States Air Force on the job.
Well, here's a living example of how fucked up the Air Force really is. Brought to you live on another added attraction of Radio First Termer. Aircraft emergency landing. Brought to you live on another added attraction of Radio First Termer. Really is. Brought to you live on another added attraction of Radio First Termer. Aircraft emergency landing procedures at March Air Force Base, California.
This is an example of precision teamwork and excellent training during an aircraft emergency landing at March Air Force Base, California. The pilot called in with an emergency warning light, but had no fire. The crash crews were alerted, and all traffic in and out was halted.
The aircraft made a 360 and executed what appeared to be a normal landing.
He began to taxi in when his right brake failed and caught fire in the wheel assembly. The crash crew noticed the fire, and the fire truck started to close in. The pilot had opened his hatches while taxiing down the runway, and when the fire units approached him, they began to spray the entire right side of the aircraft, including the pilot, who reacted immediately like this.
Understand, of course, that this foam is sticky, very uncomfortable, and above all, that it has a range of bodies. The fire crew then asked,
the poor pilot sputtered to a light film of foam. The fire crew couldn't believe he wanted them to stop because the fire was still burning. The pilot, by this time raging and covered with foam, replied, the foam crew then wondered if he'd really seen the fire. No reply. They asked again. And this time, they got an answer.
Yes, I know I have a goddamn brake fire, but that doesn't mean I had to drown the whole fucking aircraft.
And it was about this time the pilot was very casually
to drop into base operation.
Now, this man, and you want to come into base operation, guys, please.
You've just heard just one more example of your Air Force in action. An example of teamwork and
dedication to the new troops. Just recently joined the Republic of Vietnam, and every day, sit and watch those freedom birds fly back to the world again. Heartbreaker, Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin 2.
Heartbreaker.
I've had a few requests for some pictures of myself. So some of you people wanted to hang some on your walls or in the latrines or something. But to tell you the honest to God truth, I have really no pictures of myself that can be made into posters. However, I do have one picture that some of you might want. It's a picture of myself and my ex-girlfriend going 69 in her bathtub. Now, if you'd like a copy of this, which is blown up, by the way, into an 8x10 glossy colored photograph. Just drop me a card to Dave Rabbit, Pornographic Picture Poster, APO in country, 96969, and I'll try to get one to you. More music now. Donovan, Truly Dirty Man. As what the base commander thinks of me, here are his exact words.
If I ever meet this son of a bitch, I'm going to walk up on him and hit that motherfucker right square in a goddamn teeth. More than one.
Would you believe that's what the base commander thinks of me and my nasty ways? You, sir. You notice I emphasize the word sir. He has an inferiority complex. I mean, after all, anybody that dresses up in women's dresses and carries a velvet purse has to be a little bit weird.
I love you.
Well, unfortunately, Troop, it's that time again for the old Pete and myself. We've just about reached the ending of another radio first turner for the night. And we'd like to leave you with a few closing thoughts. First off, remember, there is no black power or white power in Vietnam. There's only one power, and that's rabbit power. And we'd like to leave you with a few closing thoughts. First off, remember, there is no black power or white power in Vietnam. There's only one power, and that's rabbit power. And we'd like to leave you with a few closing thoughts. First off, remember, there is no black power or white power in Vietnam. There's only one power, and that's rabbit power. Right. And we'd like to leave you with a few closing thoughts. First off, remember, there is no black power or white power in Vietnam. There's only one power, and that's rabbit power. Another thought, when you go downtown, be sure to take enough rubbers along in case you want to go for two or three or four or five or six or seven like Pete does. Well, Pete, I've enjoyed it. It's been another fantastic night of cutting the Air Force to pieces and saying nasty things on the air. And hopefully, if we're not thrown in jail by tomorrow night, we'll be able to come back again at 8 o'clock and blow your mind with more hard after music. So, on behalf of myself, and for good old Pete, we'd like to say goodnight to each other. Pete, let's say goodnight to each other. Good night, Pete.
Good night, Dave.
Sounds professional, doesn't it? Huh? Be tuning in again tomorrow night. Please, don't whack off. Listen to Radio First Turner instead. It's my brother. Pete, let's say goodnight to each other. Good night, Pete.
Good night, Dave.
Sounds professional, doesn't it? Huh? Be tuning in again tomorrow night. Please, don't whack off. Listen to Radio First Turner instead. It's more showing. Okay, Pete. We haven't practiced this, folks. This is our new ending.